well, well, welcome, top of the morning to you, and welcome to this day's most breaking news, to me, at least. You don't get it, do you? You probably are looking at me, thinking I'm like that fucking radio demon. No, not quite. As for the profanity, don't worry about it. Usually I censor that, but we'll just pretend I didn't. And for you, my dear, you're gonna be on the silver screen. Should I say it's too late to go back? Signed your soul away, huh? Well, aren't you just a little starlet or something? More bite than bark, I like it. But you better be careful, honey. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. If you do, it may just bite back. You need at least that much gumption to be in this business. Don't you want to tell me what's going on here? Or you don't want to talk about it? Right. Why did I expect anything different, considering you were hanging out with Alistair, a coward? Guess cowards work together. They also flock together, right? Ah, I make myself laugh. Don't worry, this isn't a comedy section, so you don't have to laugh too. But I saw that. You were thinking, I was the coward for what I said, huh? Well, if that's the case, I'm afraid you're gonna be in for a lot of disappointment. I mean, a lot of it. Because I'm not going to let you have anything until you admit that I'm better. I'm kidding. I'm not that petty. Maybe just halfway that petty. But the point is, you're here as my captive. Isn't that so quaint? Yes. It's not a kidnapping because you came willingly. You got that letter with maybe a bit of blackmail and... ooh, it was good. Tell me I'm good. Come on, you could be honest this one time, can't you? I was good at that. Well, I don't need your superficial rambling, nor do I need you to tell me who's better. All I need is for you to listen and listen closely, you see. I know, you've got a soul contract with Alistair, and I don't exactly like that. Well, it's one thing if he has some interesting hobbies with some cute individuals, but it is another thing if he's poaching talent like you. He acts like you don't have the looks. He underestimates you. And for that reason alone, come on! Plus, between you and me, he's got a lot going on that isn't great for the relationship scene. Look, he's not a man meant for that. And I can respect that. Boundaries are boundaries, right? But for me, boundaries are things to be expanded upon. You gotta have some ambition in this field, baby. If you wanna rule in hell instead of serve in heaven, that's what we're doing down here, and that's what we make look good. So, if you want to be on the networks, you seem to wanna have your name in lights some way. But there is a visual aspect to that, darling, and you got it. The difference in what I'm saying is, I don't want Alistair to be underestimating your talent. And if he comes around here, well, that'll be a problem, won't it? Do I seem a little disappointed? No. It's only that I kind of want him to come here so I have an excuse to kick his ass. He's just a little bit on my last nerve. You know, it's a normal thing between us. It happens. Don't look at me like that. I'm not the deranged one here. If anyone, he is. I'm the more reasonable of the two. So, fuck that guy. And since you're here now, for better or worse, you can call it kidnapping if you want, but it's not kidnapping. It's different than his. You see, mine is many times more sophisticated and nuanced, and there's a lot more labels and things that go around when they could see you. It's different than just a voice. I'm not gonna lie, he has an advantage in some fields, but I'll be damned if I give him one of those as a W. Fuck that guy. No, really. Screw that guy. But I digress. I'm not here to have a pity party, nor have a party of making little Alistair over there. More of a coward than he is. I'll make him out to be exactly what he is. And to that extent, I think you deserve better than that. If you're gonna have your soul signed away, you might as well get something from it instead of simping for someone who has more attraction to himself in the mirror. Don't you think? Oh, he's gonna be so happy about this. Don't you think? Imagine, he has two soul-binding contracts on the same person. That's what I'm proposing. You see, I'm not trying to poach you from him. Instead, it's quite different. You see, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm just not. Look me in the eyes. Well, my screen. You get the idea. Look me in my screen, and there we go. See, do I look like I'm trustworthy? No. Well, neither is he. I rest my case. Oh, but putting that aside, he's probably going to show up any minute and be quite perturbed about all this. But all you need to do is sign the contract before he gets here and... Oh, here we go again.
My! It seems my dear Vox and this newest talent have some under-the-table business deals going on.
First of all, impressive, Alistair, not closing the door behind you, and for even showing up. I have to give it to you. For a coward like you to show up here, you have some guts.
Oh, I don't want to hear that from you. In fact, you're the one who snuck behind my back to try and poach my newest talent. How dare you, sir? That is a declaration of war, don't you know?
War is so cabaret. Think about it. Now, firstly, right, you came in here thinking that I'm poaching. No, I'm offering a second contract. You see, you don't have the monopoly here, my boy. And I'm afraid that part is going to hold you back. Because they're free to make their own decisions right here. Isn't that right? This is the part where you agree with me. Not saying anything? Okay. Well, is it the kidnapping? You could tell me if it was. If it was the kidnapping, I'm sorry about that. I told you, it wasn't holding you here against your will. It was holding you for your best interest, you know? It's semantics at the end of the day, so don't worry about that. It's splitting hairs and well, if we're going to have something of a showdown here. No, actually, Not right now. I need to have a conversation with you before this continues. Alistair, I'm going to have my helpful and kind security officers escort you to the next room. When I'm done, you'll be able to talk to both of us. Doesn't it sound great, Jiffy?
Oh, that is such a shame, isn't it? Except for I despise that, so I won't be complying. If you're going to say something to what's mine, you best do it in a way where I can see it.
I don't know why you can't get it at this point. Radio is dead. And the first thing you have to understand, you archaic little bitch, is that you're not gonna win this war. It doesn't matter if you're strong or weak. It matters who the people choose. And they're gonna choose me every time, as I'm gonna prove with this cute little thing here. So instead of limiting your talent to just the radio, maybe you'll take your head out of your ass and do something that benefits someone other than you and your selfish little, stupid little game holding people back from their true potential.
You think you have the upper hand there. It's funny that you think that they would choose you in the first place. It is an exclusive contract because I say it is. It may not have it in the fine print.
Look, you see that? He just admitted to it, right? As plain as day. He just admitted to what I was saying the entire time. You don't have to limit yourself to just one. So do it. Come on. Sign right here and...
Get the fuck out!
Don't mind him and his rambling. See? Well, would you look at that? Welcome to show business. You're gonna do so great. I believe in you. And I'm not totally doing this because it's a revenge plot against my old nemesis who at one point I may or may not have a grudge against. That is totally not the reason, and I can back it in some way. I'll figure out how. Just trust me on this one, okay? It wasn't for petty revenge, and...
Now, listen here! You're just quite stupid, aren't you? Ha ha! You let him sign it in reverse. You were holding the pen and he just moved the paperwork to get your signature. A classic. Even I have to give him that. But still, you're not the sharpest tool in the shed, kid, I can tell you that. Because now you're signed to a soul-binding contract with two greater demons. Two rulers of hell. And that is not how things are supposed to go. Ho ho ho! You're in for a busy life, I'll tell you that.
That's one thing I'm afraid I'm going to have to agree to, because if you're going to be on radio and TV, goodbye to your social life, or actually hello to it, because everything you do is now going to be recorded forever! Isn't that great? Don't you just love that? Don't worry, it's gonna be fine. It's all in your greater interest. See? It says here in the contract, it's mutually beneficial or else it's not. See? Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Well, now that you've made such a mess of your life, I'll be taking my leave for now. As much as I hate Vox, and as much as I think that you've made a stupid decision, downright terrible, it's actually hilarious, I think that it's already done. Those contracts aren't easy to break, you know, and personally, I think you're screwed either way. However, I'll see you in an hour when you're destined to work for me. Get ready to be on the radio. Even if you grace the silver screen, it won't take away from your roots, darling. You're still radio at heart. Now, I'll see you for that 12-hour shift.
Took him long enough to leave? Now listen to me. As much as you may be thinking, wow, I just messed up my life, you don't have time for that because you're going to make it. Be one of the stars on Hollywood. Well, Hollywood, as we call it. But things are going to be really good for you. You see, I'm making you into a star not for my benefit, but out of the goodness of my heart and this soul-binding contract that is completely in my favor. You know, the usual. What you can expect when you don't actually think any of these are actually fair, do you? I kind of pity that innocence for you if you really think that they're, you know, mutually beneficial and at least equally. It's keywords here, right? You have to make sure that you understand the limitations of what you've just been put on. The particular collar that you've chosen to wear is a pretty one, you see, with Vox Entertainment. Things are going to be up, up, up for you. Of course, it will be back-to-back 12-hour shifts, so I guess you better kiss sleep goodbye. But it's okay, you're a demon meant for not sleeping, right? Oh. Oh. Well, we'll figure it out, you know. There's new technology and stuff, you know, always getting developed here in hell, so there's gotta be some way we can make it work. It's not like we can break the contract. Actually, you know, if to break the contract, you kinda have to die, and we wouldn't want that. That would be kinda bad, you know? I don't want you to die. I want you to live, you know, a full, happy, super stardom-filled life, and maybe, you know, make me lots of money. And possibly, you know, make my reputation better, and possibly get one over on that stupid Alistair. And maybe I'll even give you 1 hour break time. If you're really good, I'll toss in some cookies. You know, they're actually my grandmother's specialty, but don't worry about that. I don't want to talk about her. It's the only good thing that was about her, let me tell you that. The only good thing she ever did was with making those damn cookies. So addictive, so delicious, so moist. When I tell you they're the... Never mind. Ignore that I just went on that tangent for a second. Welcome. Welcome to show business. See, it's not all bad. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? Of course, you'll have to learn that the contract, it has rather strict limitations. For instance, the mandatory services, massages, and things like that. You know, it's standard in the industry, and probably why I ended up down here, but someone as starstruck as you, who signed the contract, whether you did willfully, intentionally or not. See, I pulled a fast one on you, and I get if you're mad at me, right? I'd be mad at me too, but the point is, your soul is mine. It may be Alistair's too, but your soul is mine. That's what I care about. And the point is, this really isn't to solve an age-old grudge between us. It's actually, listen, are you listening? Yep, it's actually because I see potential in you. But also, probably because you're very, very conventionally attractive, and I may just be a corrupt businessman. yeah, I'm not even going to try and beat the allegations. So, how are we going to do this? You might be asking. Well, there's a few options, you see, and you can choose to do one of the... Did you just kiss my screen? I understand the implication, but... That's, you don't usually kiss screens, you know. Well, fuck it, I guess. Never kissed a screen before, I'm sure, but let's roll with it. I was gonna say how you have to give me foot rubs and things like that, and, you know, bring me tea every so often. Actually, tea sucks ass. If I'm honest, so does coffee. I prefer boba tea. So if anything, a boba every now and then, and I'm sure that my unreasonable demands will get on your last nerve, but still, even so, you kind of can't say no anymore, so why does it feel like you're, what's with that smile? Like, usually you're halfway to despair right now, and this, it's, you know, you're really weirding me out right now. You're throwing up my groove. I'm supposed to be the corrupt exec that makes you do things against your will, and you're like, Kya, no, what are you doing to me? And then I go, I'm the bad executive who's corrupt and got his fast track to hell because of taking advantage of young talent like you. And then, well, you're kind of the one, you know, throwing off my groove by being the one. You're the one making advances? Is this how it normally goes? Are you just really into TV, man? I have a lot of questions, I'm not going to lie, but fuck it. If you're going to be like this, then you've got a weird sense of, you know what, never mind. I'm not here to fix you. I'm not even here to understand you. I mean, screw it. It's mutually beneficial then, actually, and I don't say that often. Damn. Is this an honest contract? What the hell happened here? I feel like you just flipped my world upside down. There's no way. There's no way. Well, if you can't beat him, join him, I guess. Don't look at me like that. You're acting like I'm the one who's the victim. Or maybe you're saying that you can't be the victim because you enjoy this being tossed around powerful demon men. Is that it? Is that your thing? All makes sense. I mean, quality taste, I'm not gonna lie. I have to give you at least an 11 out of 10 for that one. And I don't do that often, but you may or may not be the only one who I've hooked into a contract that way, and I'm feeling pretty proud right now, so I'll take any reward I can get. Well, the dubious nature of all this aside, I think that you are very attractive, and possibly I may have been too hasty with the contract, and now you're making me rethink a lot of things. I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't expect this, and that's a first. Shoved against the wall, I don't know how to respond. I'm gonna be completely flat out honest with you. I have no idea how to respond to this, and well, that's one way. No, the static is not blushing. That does not mean I'm blushing. You need to act more like someone who just got scammed out of their life. You're acting like Like, you're the executive, and I'm the one who just... Damn it. This is not how the groove goes, and... You know what? You've got something about you that just makes me want to go with it. Let's go, then. You're on. You know what? I'm gonna stop trying to make sense of it and whoa. Damn, you're crazy. Shoving me around like, ugh, that's my executive couch, watch it. You could have broken something and... Okay, the pushing down and kissing thing is kind of hot. I'm not even gonna lie, it was sexy, okay? You want me to say it flat out, it was sexy and... talk too much. What the hell is that supposed to... Well, you're making it harder to talk a lot when you're doing all that. And... Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Sure. I can't believe this is happening. And did you pull this shit with Alistair? No way. But the fact that you're pulling it with me, okay, fine, I'll take it. I'm game to try anything with them. Fine. You do leave me breathless. I feel like we can make a commercial out of that. But part of me thinks, maybe I like the exclusivity. You know what? I want to see how far the rabbit hole goes. How far you push me, how far I can push you. I don't really know what kind of person you are, really. It's just a bunch of question marks. And I kind of like that. I kind of love that, actually. So... If you could check all the boxes that apply, and you know how the contract should be. You know what? Not gonna lie, that last kiss took me out. I couldn't even think. Is that your intention? You're gonna work your way up with the exec, and then you get the contract ripped apart or something. Is that your plan? Or is this just unplanned? And you like men with power and you take what you want. Oh, I see. It's the whole CEO thing, right? I can't say I don't get it, but... Damn, handsy much. Damn. Not complaining, just shocked. You're not shy at all. Well, lack of shyness is its own appeal. Well, I expected services, but not like this. I'm gonna be honest, you kind of exceeded what's in the contract already, because I'm not that much of a scumbag. I'm a scumbag, don't get me wrong, but I'm not a scumbag to take advantage like that. I usually stop with foot massages, but you know, these kind of massages are good too. Definitely not complaining. And now that you're in showbiz, you gotta get used to this. Trust me, there's a lot of people worse than me. The ones that go full send with all this. But it looks like you don't need any help with that. Oh god, okay. Yeah, thinking, not working. At all. Fine, you win. You win. Didn't mean like that. That's almost embarrassing. I didn't expect it to go completely your way, but, I mean, it is what it is, right? And, Huh? You're kidding, right? You're not done with me. You're... Oh, shit. That's what you meant. Well, we can talk about this? Or not. No, it's definitely not. Well...
You have ambition. I'll tell you that. A individual like you in your position usually doesn't have that much ambition, but fuck. If it ain't sexy, you really got that go get your bag kind of attitude, and I resonate with that. Especially resonate with the fact that your lips are wrapped around my cock right now, and if I'm honest, the whole corrupt CEO thing. Exec who abuses power. I'm not even gonna lie. I got a lot of skeletons in the closet, but you apparently said, I'm not gonna be one of them. You're gonna make me the skeleton in your closet at this rate. How am I even supposed to think, let alone do anything but be a moaning mess, heavy breath, hot and heavy, the more you do that, Jesus, are you sure, oh God, you know how to suck a dick, fuck, you're good at that, oh my fucking God, oh, fuck, and in my desk you would, ooh, right under the desk, like the secretary move, damn, maybe that's what you should work as, I'm definitely thinking with my dick right now, but fuck it, maybe I'll promote you right here and now. You're a professional title, professional dick sucker, professional under the desk expert. I like that. I really like that. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, do it more, baby. Do it more. That's it. Don't stop, don't fucking stop. Yeah, you take that executive dick down your throat, yeah. Yeah, you like that star-studded fucking dick, yeah. Oh, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Take it all, you dirty bitch. And that's the reality. You looking with a half-fucked look. Your fingers want to turn. Then stick your ass up where your face is. Once you're done draining my dick of that, and I'll show you where your position is in the company. Yeah? With your fucking ass on my lap like that, and my dick so deep inside you that you're fantasizing about it, huh? I fucking love that shit. Yeah? What can I say? Abusing my power like this and watching you slurp up my cum just gets me off so well. And by looks of it, you're fucking destroyed down there. Look at you. And that's just from sucking the exit stick. Yeah? Come on. Show me my cum, yeah. Don't spill it. Slurp that shit down. I want to hear you gulp. That's it. Was that tasty? Yeah. Was that fucking tasty now? I want your face down on the ground, hands and fucking face on the carpet, ass up and on my seat right now, like that, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I fucking love the way it jiggles when I spank it. Oh, you're such a good fucking fuck toy. I hate to say it, but I didn't think you'd have this much agency over the situation, but I kind of love that you do, that you're into it. That makes it all the better. God damn, I wish I was doing this before. Fuck. Well, at least now you know why I got here. But let me get you to heaven, baby. Oh, you feel that cock rubbing against you, yeah? Oh, yeah, you feel that, yeah? Up and down, parting and poking where I please. I know you fucking love that, yeah? You fucking love it, yeah? You fucking love it, don't you? Ooh. You feel that fat cock there, baby? Can't even see it, can you? Is it dark down there under the desk? We'll get used to it. That's your office now. How's it feel, huh? Yeah, does it feel nice, yeah? Your new office suits you, and the fact that you're revealing everything to me, and the way that I can see that sexy fucking hole begging for my cock is fucking sexy. All of it. Yeah, all of this. I know how much you need this, like I do, because you are the one who started this. I told you I don't usually go this far, but if you're gonna go over that fucking edge, and so am I. Oh, so the fuck am I. Yeah? Well, then get ready to take this executive dick so far into those insides that you scream my fucking name. Not so fast. I can't give it to you like that when you're begging. You're practically begging for it. Now, nice and slow. What do? You say thank you. Thank you for forcing me to sign that contract and stealing away the other half of my life. Yeah, you want this cock that bad? Then say it. Beg for me, baby. Beg for me like your life depends on it. Even if it don't, I don't care. I don't fucking care. That's it. Beg with your soul on the line, shaking those hips. Yeah, pays to be the fucking executive until you fucking what? Yeah, you want this CEO cock, yeah? Oh, yeah, you want this fucking CEO cock inside of you, then fucking take it, yeah? Take it, baby. Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's it. You like that, huh? That's it, yeah. Ooh. Watch you disappear like that slowly. Grabbing your ass like that. I wanna watch it disappear slowly, nice and slowly. Oh, you feel that? Of course you do. You feel every little bit, don't you? Yeah, you love that, don't you? Not good enough for you? Oh, I like that attitude. Fuck yeah, you're tempting me right now. Yeah, you really want me to clap those fucking cheeks? Yeah, I claim you in a way Alistair never fucking will. So you'll be mine. And that's that. You like that? Yeah? Oh, yeah, you'll love this then. Oh, yeah, I'll fuck you till you come. I'll fuck you till you come. And you can't get it better than me. Yeah? Nobody's better than me, right? Right? No, I could do better than that. Baby, you deserve a fucking prize. Let's see if we can get you a fucking Emmy with this one. For how you take the executive's fucking dick even deeper than any fucking common goddamn whore could ever. You're a lot better than them, you know that? Yeah? I know you feel that, yeah? You feel those balls slapping against you just right? Yeah?
Oh, fuck. You're so good at this. You're so good at this, baby. Taking Roland Hart out of the desk. You've done this before. You're making me doubt, baby. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, that temple is divine. Look at you. Oh, I hear those moans suppressed by the desk. Yeah? You barely hold back, can you? And don't fucking hold back. Come on my cock, bitch. Come on my cock. That's your executive fucking order. Yeah? Come on this cock, baby. Come on this cock, yeah. Fuck. Take it all. Take it all. That's your fucking order. Take all my cum inside, you bitch. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Nice fucking cream filling for those insides that are mine now. My plaything, my rules, my office, and your body, your heart. Get up here, yeah. Oh, you can't get yourself up and up you go. I want to look at you, yeah. Still coming on my cock, huh? Then kiss me, you little pervert. You're a lot freakier than the rest, you know that. And I fucking love that. That suits you, and you just have one up on every other bitch around, don't you? Fucking yeah. That's it. Now you're fucking mine in every way, shape, form, and everything else. Sure, you're half Alistair's, but who gives a fuck about that guy? Even if you do, I'll steal you away. He doesn't have dibs, and plus, he's not the type to get his dick wet in someone. Man's too in his own reflection, too in his own life. Or maybe he's just not interested in it. You know, I respect it, you know? Everybody's got their hustle, but for you, darling, you look like you needed some dick today. You look like you needed it bad. Fuck, so bad. You need those orifices properly trained, and I might just be the CEO for you then. Let's see what the world of television, the industry filled with a lot of corrupt bullshit, I'll help you wade through it, and I'll make you a star. How about that? Seal the deal with a kiss then. Suit yourself.